Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Uproar by opposition over Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar forces adjournment of both houses of parliament for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on two-nation tour to United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. Cooperation in trade, defence and technology high on agenda during UK visit. Gross non-performing assets of public sector banks declined by over 6.5% in the last 5 years. Bolivia thanks India for timely support by donating measles and rubella vaccine in its health emergency. IMD forecasts heavy rain in several places in Jammu and Kashmir till Thursday. Flash flood alert for 12 districts. And in women's cricket, India set a target of 319 runs against host England in the series deciding third and final ODI at Chesterley Street. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by the opposition's uproar, leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision SIR of electoral roll in Bihar and other issues. Speaking at the Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the lower house for the day. Rajya Sabha also witnessed similar scenes, forcing the chair to adjourn the upper house for the day. Early in the day, soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the house about the Ministry of Home Affairs notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar.
The Ministry of Home Affairs, via notification at 22.7.25, has conveyed the resignation of Vice President of India, Sri Jagdeep Dhankar, under Article 67A of the Constitution with immediate effect.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigned yesterday from the post, citing health reasons. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished good health to Mr. Jagdeep Dhankar. Prime Minister Modi said Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as a Vice President of India. Gross non-performing assets of public sector banks have witnessed significant decline by over 6.5% in the last five financial years. The NPAs have reduced from 9.11% to 2.58% between the period of 2021 to 2025. This was stated by Minister of State of Finance Pankaj Chaudhary in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said comprehensive measures have been taken by the government and the Reserve Bank of India to recover and reduce NPAs. Union Minister Chirag Paswan has accused the opposition of spreading confusion regarding the SIR drive which is currently underway in Bihar. Mr. Paswan was speaking outside Parliament today.
एसआईआर को लेके जिस तरीके से भ्रम और ये विपक्ष की पुरानी राजनीति का हिस्सा रहा है इन्होंने हमेशा ऐसे विषयों को लेकर से भ्रम फैलाने का कार्य किया भाई हम लोग भी उसी राज्य से आते हैं बिहार में ही जहां पे सबसे पहले ये हो रहा है क्योंकि चुनाव अभी तीन महीने के बाद होने वाले हैं वहां पे हम लोग के भी लोग हैं क्या ये बात सही नहीं कि महाराष्ट्र के चुनाव के बाद लोकसभा के चुनाव के बाद इन लोगों ने जाके ड्यूप्लीकेसी ऑफ वोट का इन्होंने मामला उठाया था शिकायत आप खुद करते हैं उस शिकायत को रेक्टिफाई कैसे किया जा सकता है इसी माध्यम से किया जा सकता है ना एसआईआर के माध्यम से
Talking to media, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi alleged that the government is not willing for discussion on SIR exercise of electoral roll in Parliament.
केंद्र सरकार के मंत्री सदन को गुमराह कर रहे हैं साफ साफ बात ये है कि वो बिहार में जो वोटर रिवीजन हो रहा है स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिवीजन उस पर चर्चा नहीं चाहते सरकार ने आज तक नहीं कहा है कि वो एसआईआर पे चर्चा चाहते दूसरी बात पहलगाम और ऑपरेशन सिंदूर को लेकर अब तक सरकार के तरफ से कोई स्पष्टीकरण नहीं कि ये चर्चा होगी कब, कोई तारीख नहीं बांधी।
The election commissioner said that over 7 crore 68 lakh electors have been covered in Bihar so far under the special intensive division SIR initiative. The poll body said 18 lakh 66,000 electors have been found deceased, over 26 lakh permanently shifted, and 52 lakh 30,000 electors were not found at their address. The commission said efforts have been intensified to ensure that all eligible electors are included in the draft electoral roll to be published on the 1st of next month. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be embarking on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will travel to United Kingdom on a two-day visit. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Mr. Modi will hold discussions with his British counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. The visit will include a comprehensive review of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership with particular emphasis on cooperation in defence and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation, climate action, health, education and people-to-people ties.
This visit will give both leaders the opportunity to review the entire gamut of the bilateral relationship and discuss ways to strengthen it further and also discuss issues that are of regional and global relevance. The India-UK partnership was upgraded to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2021 and since then has seen regular high-level political exchanges and both sides remain committed to taking this partnership to even higher levels.
On signing a free trade agreement between India and UK, the Foreign Secretary said both sides are currently engaged in legal scrubbing and other last-minute formalities. On a separate question, the Foreign Secretary said discussions have also taken place between India and UK regarding extradition of fugitives to India. Speaking to Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit will be beneficial for both countries. He added that a future agreement on free trade will have a positive impact on both economies.
The free trade agreement, we are working to finalize it, as Foreign Secretary said. The objective is to have the free trade agreement land. It is, of course, a detailed and ambitious document. So there is effort that is required to make sure it's all accurate and covers everything that the two sides have actually agreed. It reflects the substance of what people are expecting.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will travel to Maldives on Friday for a two-day visit. Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honour at the celebrations of the 60th anniversary of independence of Maldives on Saturday. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States today. These state-of-the-art helicopters are often referred to as tanks in the air due to the heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the arrival of Apache helicopters is a significant step towards strengthening India's defence capabilities. Mr. Singh pointed out that this is a proud moment, reflecting the government's commitment to modernising the armed forces. Bolivian President Luis Alberto Arce Catacora has extended heartfelt gratitude to the Indian government for donating 3 lakh doses of the measles and rubella MR vaccine. In a message, President Arce described the gesture as one of solidarity and timely support amid a growing health emergency in the country. Bolivia declared a national health emergency last month due to a sudden spike in measles cases across several departments. Prasar Bharati CEO and President of the Asia Pacific Institute for Broadcasting Development, AIBD General Conference GC, Gaurav Dwivedi, today made a presentation on the Waves OTT platform at the 20th Asia Media Summit at Siem Reap in Cambodia. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Dwivedi said that the Waves platform helps content get discovered not just by users but also by institutions, diaspora groups and policymakers. He pointed out that the best solution for public service broadcasters is to work together instead of developing individual platforms and pool their energies to meet everybody's requirements. In Jammu and Kashmir, continuous rain since last night has disrupted normal life with waterlogging reported at several locations. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rains at several places till Thursday. Warning of a low to moderate risk of flash floods has been issued for 12 districts of the Union Territory. We have more from a correspondent.
Continuous rains in Jammu region since late last night has affected normal life. Jammu-Poonch National Highway NH-144A remained closed for vehicle traffic for several hours due to landslides in Madana area of Poonch district. All the private and government schools remained closed in Rajouri and Riyasi districts of Jammu division due to heavy rain and bad weather. The J&K Disaster Management Authority, while issuing an advisory on the prevailing weather conditions, said low to moderate flash flood risk is likely to occur in Kathua, Samba, Jammu, Udhampur, Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Riyasi, Rajouri and Poonch in 72 hours. N. Gulshan Rana, Ashwani News, Jammu.
In Uttarakhand, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra route has been blocked due to landslide near Lamari in Pithoragarh district. The Border Roads Organization is working to restore the route after large boulders have fallen onto the road, making it impassable. Meanwhile, IMD has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain at isolated places in Dehradun, Pori and Tihri districts over the next 24 hours. In Maharashtra, an orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Sindhudurg tomorrow, along with the Ghat regions of Pune, Satara and Kolhapur. In Kerala as well, IMD has issued yellow alerts for heavy rainfall in 9 districts of the state tomorrow. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 319 runs against host England in series deciding third and final one-day international at Chester Lee Street. Earlier opting to bat first, the women in blue scored 318 runs for 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. For India, skipper Harmanpreet Kaur was the highest scorer with an impressive 102 runs of 84 balls, while Jemima Rodriguez made 50 runs of 45 balls. The series is currently tied 1-1. Both the teams have had their moments in the series, making this decider an exciting contest. Birth anniversary of legendary playback singer Mukesh, known as the golden voice of Indian cinema, has been celebrated today. The renowned singer lent his voice to legends like Raj Kapoor, Dilip Kumar, Manoj Kumar and many others, turning emotions into melody. From Jeena Yaha, Marna Yaha to Kabhi Kabhi Mere Dil Mein and many other iconic songs, his ageless voice still echoes in everyone's heart. In an interview with our correspondent Naseem Naqvi, his son Nitin Mukesh remembered his beloved father.
Mere jeevan ka har ek action जो मैंने सीखा है, जुलता हूँ, जो मैं करता हूँ, मैंने सिर्फ अपने पूज्य पिताजी से सीखा है. मैं बड़ा आपका शुक्रगुजार हूँ, आपके श्रोताओं को नमन करता हूँ कि उन्होंने इतने सालों बाद भी मेरे पूज्य पिताजी को जीवित रखा है. तू धार है नदिया की, मैं तेरा किनारा हूँ, तू मेरा सहारा है, मैं तेरा सहारा हूँ, आशाओं का पानी है, जिंदगी और कुछ भी नहीं, तेरी मेरी कहानी है.
And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Uproar by opposition of Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar forces adjournment of both houses of parliament for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on two-nation tour to United Kingdom and Maldives tomorrow. Cooperation in trade, defence and technology high on agenda during UK visit. Gross non-performing assets of public sector banks declined by over 6.5% in the last 5 years. Bolivia thanks India for timely support by donating measles and rubella vaccine in its health emergency. IMD forecasts heavy rain at several places in Jammu and Kashmir till Thursday. Flash flood alert for 12 districts. And in women's cricket, India set a target of 319 runs against host England in the series deciding third and final ODI at Chester Lee Street. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.